Hi everybody, today is May 30th. Happy Memorial Day everyone. We are doing a energy session series on the 30th of every month, and this month's topic, May, was for the addicted. And so we're sending energy and love and prayers and whatever you got to anyone who's suffering with addiction, which is a lot of people. And so this session today is going to be all remote, all on your own. So anything you can do to, we're trying to consolidate our resources and pull together energy to see what we can do, together. And so, we did one on April 30th and we did a on Zoom. And several of us were on the Zoom call, and then we did another session at 7. We did a Zoom at 4, and then another session at 7, California time. And we had people from all over the world sending their energy. So some were not on the Zoom call itself, but were sending. And it was really powerful, and it was something that came to me, and Kesley is really great at these, so she has been hosting these, but today has COVID, so we need to send some positive energy to her as well, because she's doing a lot of good work, and so is having a rough go right now, but she's getting out of the woods with it. Is just really fatigued, so that's what it's meant to be, is just all remote today, so on our own, so we'll send her some positive vibes, and also send our energy out to anyone suffering with a addiction. So I'm gonna do a podcast and share my story of addiction, which a lot of you know because you've been following my Facebook or my story and on my website now. It's a story of healing. It started with nutrition and led me to, now I'm just a health educator, and have also healed myself with energy medicine now. So my website tagline is healing from cell to soul. My website is ahealingrevolution.com if you want to know more. Healing from cell to soul, because I started trying to heal myself with nutrition because I thought everything was food related because I have gut issues, and realized that until I get to the emotional and including energetic pieces, I'm not going to heal. Kesley and I have been working, she's my trauma coach as well as my friend and colleague now, and mentor. But, you know, she helps me with the pieces of the trauma. She's an amazing trauma coach and also taught me, was my first Reiki teacher. So I've had to use all these tools to heal myself, and gradually as I do so, my need to numb my anxiety, which is my situation, has gotten less and less. So I no longer come home and feel the need to numb myself with nicotine, which it used to be, or alcohol, because I don't know how to manage my anxiety. And, you know, let's keep it real. I just came home from Memorial Day with my friends I haven't seen in a long time, some from high school and some family, and, you know, was on the boat all day and had beers, but the difference now is I can't handle as much as I used to, so I was watering up in between and and had a little bit too much whatever all day yesterday, and not real hungover today, but definitely feeling the Memorial Day, you know, I guess it's not really a hangover, but kind of. But I had fun and drove for 3.5 hours, and I'm home now, and I just want to keep it real. I'm not here to preach to people. I'm a health educator. I talk to teenagers all day long about not doing drugs and not having sex and not, you know, doing a lot of things and eating their vegetables. So it's a lifestyle, but most of us, have to work at it, and it's like different shades of gray. And for me, I'm now in a really good place where I mostly do it because it's a habit, or I'm bored, or because I'm with friends. But I have a lot of different options now that I can use, that I don't feel the need, this just nagging need to come home and either have some nicotine or, you know, alcohol. So my addiction switched from nicotine, which started when I was in high school, and then went, you know, until in 2004 I quit Well, I started to kind of numb again with alcohol. And what I realized was it was the same. As I tried to give up alcohol, I realized the same thing. Well, they're completely different substances. How can that be? Well, I was trying to escape. I'm a highly sensitive person. We take things in deeper, and so we need time to reflect. Kind of similar to an introvert, but not the same. And I need downtime, and I need to nurture myself and heal myself. And Kesley and I have been doing work, so much trauma work, and peeling back layers and layers. That lately, I've had memories about being in the crib, and Kesley helped me. She intuited that I was like feeling abandoned every time my parents would shut the door and leave. And when she said that, it just completely resonated with me. And I have been able to peel even more layers back and feel even more whole. And now I focus on like nourishing myself with good food and just saying, hey, you know, this person isn't abandoning you. They're like, just like when my parents would leave the room and shut the door. So we really have to go back and just rework all these childhood traumas that really weren't even traumas, but were perceived to be traumas by us, by our, you know, our younger selves. And so go back and telling that child, hey, everything's okay, you're okay, and reasoning with that person, because we file these things away as infants and we never go back and revisit them. So my healing journey has included a lot of trauma work. It's included a lot of everything, a lot of learning how to communicate, using my voice. I was a little sister of three strong females and a strong female mom, I do need to say that these days. But I didn't really know how to use my voice, so it's been a journey that I've been on since, well, forever, but really started in, 2002, but I went back to school to study nutrition, and I've been on the mission ever since, and now it's led to overall soul-to-soul healing, which includes nutrition, communication, exercise. I was doing a lot of these things, but not doing them all together. And now doing the trauma work and the inner child work and the soul work, honestly, I've been doing karmic work as well of past lives and healing past life trauma. So whether or not you believe in that, you know, is up to you, but I've been on my own journey and it's led me to past lives, and it feels really good. So now I can say that I don't need to come home and numb for anxiety sometimes, you know, but I'm working my way into the black, you know. I'm out of the red into the black, into the light, I should say, out of the black into the light, which leads me to the fact that this is all a loss, also a lot of the dark energies are at work, and some people are uncomfortable talking about that, but that's been my experience, and to leave that out is to be negligent on my part. So if you're going to heal from soul to soul, you should try to acknowledge that there may be some dark energies at work trying to get you to stay numb and stay addicted and to, you know, stay within a certain level of awareness so that you can be controlled and need, you know, the dark and help them perpetuate their darkness, which is, you know, being rude to each other, being mean to each other, being addicted, needing to, you know, be on medicine and just sickly and uneducated and arguing with each other all the time. Like, people benefit off of that, and it is a strategy. It's propaganda, it's fear-based, and it's all the dark, and they need to keep us within a certain level of awareness, not too aware and not too unaware. And it's always this push and pull between the light and the dark. And I will wrap this up to say, I think that we should ponder the thought that how many of our problems are due to unrealistic expectations that others have put on us, or we perceive others to put on us. Because, you know, I don't see squirrels getting depressed and needing antidepressants, you know, or alcohol or whatever, vaping or whatever you do or people do. To forget about it. It's the feeling that you're inadequate, that you're not doing enough, because that's how our society is geared. The marketers make you think you're not pretty enough or this enough or that enough. And if you just drink enough, you know, of this beer or that cologne or this whatever, you're going to be perfect. You're all going to be, you know, five females are all going to be 5'10 and 110 pounds, which is unrealistic, and whatever else they need to make you believe so you'll buy their thing. And it's permeated through our whole society, and we feel bad about ourselves. And that is the thought I want to leave you with today as we send out our energy to anyone who's struggling with addiction, that how much of the pain therein is because somebody either perceived or not put an expectation on them that was unfair and unrealistic, and they are now trying to numb because they're not good enough. Well, you are good enough. We're all good enough. We're all perfect just the way we are. And I hope that we can pool our energies together and our resources. So I invite you to share your story, share your energies, share your efforts, whatever you can do in your own way to really harness our energy together and organize our efforts. And for May, it was for the addicted. Thank you so much. We're going to do a session on June 30th for the abused. Peace.